We're discussing some tough reish, lamed ches, and we're discussing the halachas with regards to noy sukkah, the halachas with regards to the decoration of the sukkah. And I was asked a question, and I said I'll get back to you, so I'd like to fulfill my obligation. We discussed what's the halacha exactly. Somebody asked, what's halacha lemaisa? What's halacha lemaisa? What happens if the sukkah decoration? We've got a picture of Chaim Kanievsky and Rav Eliashiv, and it's falling down. Or a picture of the Ben Ish Chai, and it's falling down because of the wind, and it's falling down on the floor on Yom Tov. What are you allowed to do? What are you not allowed to do? What's the halachas? Are you allowed to move it? Not allowed to move it? What's the halachas if you've got a sukkah decoration that falls on Yom Tov? What's the halachas if you've got a sukkah decoration that falls on Chol HaMoed? So the MSA is, I'd like to start again from Seif Beis, because all the answers are actually in the Mishnah Berurah explicitly written. So let's just start from Mishnah Berurah Seif Beis. And we're going to go through, we're going to discuss the Tznai as well that it brings over here. And hopefully we'll also start Simon Tov Reish Lamed Tes, which is really, really exciting. Because Simon Tov Reish Lamed Tes is the halachos of Dini Yeshiva Sukkah, the halachos with regards to sitting in the Sukkah on Sukkot, which are really, really the most important, I can't say the most important, but definitely very, very relevant halachos, which are discussed in Simon Tov Reish Lamed Tes, and hopefully we'll be able to start that tonight. Okay, Siv Beis. V'chein, it's a page Kuf Beis in this edition. V'chein, achonin v'mashkin shetoyin b'sukkah. If you've got foods and drinks which are hanging in the sukkah, kedei l'noisa, in order to beautify the sukkah. So now, also le'istapek mehem, you're not allowed to take from it kol shmoina, all the 8 days of sukkahs. Afilu nafli, even if they fell down. Uviyomte v'shabbos also le'taltolim muktzemhem. So on Shabbos and Yomte v'adishli, not only you're allowed to take from them and use from them and take from it, on Yomte and Shabbos an additional issa of them being mukta. You're not allowed to move them because they are mukta. This is specifically with regards to Yomte. Right. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah explains over here in Seif Katan Yud Beis. And Seif Katan Yud Aleph, we discussed on Thursday that Mishnah Berurah brings the importance of actually doing putting sukkah decoration in the sukkah. I think some people have a minhag of not putting sukkah decorations. Pardon? So I think some people have. Is that you know you have that minhag not on the schach? Oh, the walls are okay, but not on the schach. Aha, not attached to the schach. Right. So the Mishnah Berurah actually says that it is very nice. It's definitely nice to, he brings from the Shlach HaKadosh that it's very nice to be miyapa, to beautify the sukkah. He holds that it's a very choshev inyan. And then Seif Katan Beis explains the following. Also le'istapek mehem, the bizui le'mitzuk shemistapek mehem. If you take from, so imagine you've got a bottle of something, can you think of some sort of bottle, something hanging on the, if you think something hanging, pardon? Honey, okay, if you've got honey, hanging down. So now, if you take from there, if you use that, that's considered a bizui. That's disrespectful with regards to the decoration. That's disrespectful with regards to the sukkah. That you're not allowed to do. That's a bizui. It's disrespectful. That you're not allowed to do. Not on Yom Tov, and not on Chol HaMoed either. It's disrespectful. That's what Mishnah Berurah says if cotton Yud Beis. And Gimel explains, if Afilu Noflu, he says, the Kemede is Katzole ben Ashmosh, is Katzole kol ha-yom tev, Afilu Noflu b'chol ha-moed asurin. So he says over here that to use it, the point that he's making over here is that to use from there, the whole Yom Tev is actually also. It's because it became Mukta on Chol HaMoed, and became Chobtza on Yom Tev. So ultimately, what happens is that it becomes, even if it falls on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to draw from, you're allowed to use it.
Can
you clarify that? I didn't quite understand.
You're saying in Nedra, 2 days Yom Tov.
So second day Yom Tov, it fell onto the ground. So Maitzi Yom Tov, first day Chol HaMoed, when there's no Issa Malacha.
No Issa Malacha,
correct.
They're saying there's still
an Issa
Tiltul.
Right. On second day or after the second day?
First day Chol
HaMoed. What do you want to do with it?
That's the difference. You want to protect it.
Okay, that Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan, Mishnah Berurah says in Seif Katan Yud Dalet. Let's just see it straight away. Ubiyom Tov Shabbos, aval b'chol hamoed lo shaych isa tiltul, says the Mishnah Berurah. With regards to removing it on chol hamoed, this isa does not apply. Val kenin, therefore, im noflu, if they fell down, mutar letaltolim lachzirolim koimon. So the Mishnah Berurah states explicitly, if sukkah decoration falls down On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not allowed to move it. You have to keep it on the floor. So you've got Reb Chaim Kanievsky on the floor, you've got Reliashim on the floor, you're not allowed to move it. But unlike what I was wondering last week, on Chol HaMoed you are definitely allowed to put it back, lachzir olam kome, to put it back in its place. Chol HaMoed you certainly are allowed.
I don't remember who says it. It might be the Machaber, it might be the Ramah. But there's an Indian of saying any boydel.
We're going to get to that. Mom's going to get to that. Can you hold a second? Because we've seen them all, yeah. Continues that we're going to carry on straight with your point. Okay? You're leading us straight into the continuation of Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch now the following. Ve'im hisna alem. Now the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us actually you can do something about this isemukt. You can do something about it. What is it? You can do a tnai, a condition. How does that work? Ve'im hisna alem. If you make a condition, you say the following. When I hanged up this beautiful picture of tzaddikim, I hanged it up. And he said, I'm not keeping away from them. From the 8 days. We said that there is a problem with regards to benefiting, using them on Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed because disrespectful. Right? You've got honey there, you can't start using the honey from the decoration. You're not allowed to do that because disrespectful. However, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here that you can't say a following statement, and by saying that statement, the Ketusha is not happening, he's not chal on this item, there's no Ketusha happening here because you're saying that specific statement, and therefore you can actually use it, and it's not disrespectful because no Ketusha was chal on it. B'chol Eishiyetz at any time, Sharelo Hikte Oysam, they've not removed from him, and the Ketusha, the Heiligkeit of the Ketusha is not happening. And it doesn't absorb the same kedusha as the sukkah itself, and therefore you can make that condition. That would actually work. But that's only if he says those specific words. But if he's saying different wording, such as you say, if it's going to fall down, I want to eat it. Ain't no klum, that's nothing. That doesn't work. So you need to say when you hang it up. You need to say, I know I'm hanging it up over here. I'm holding this nice bottle of, what was it? That's a nice bottle of honey. I'm hanging it up over here, but I'm saying explicitly that I don't want it to have the kedusha. I'm not removing myself. Any boitel mechem. I'm not completely removing the kedusha. The kedusha is not going to happen on this when I hang it up, and that's going to work. That's going to work, and therefore you'd be able to actually use it if you wish to over Yom Tov and over Chol HaMoed. However, if you say when it falls down, it's too late. But if you say when you hang it up, you say, I want to eat whatever I want. Mahani, that works. Shekam ben Ashmosh is bichlal, because ben Ashmosh is also included. Now, the Ramot teaches over here something which is important, and he says the following. You need to make this condition before the first ben Ashmosh, before the first shkia of the first day. The Ramah says, some achronim say, this condition, we don't do this condition anymore. And the Mishneh Berurah in Chof Gimel explains, we're not so good at conditions. We may get it wrong, and we can't rely on it. Says the Ramah, and that is the custom with regards to the decorations which are hanged up to the schach. We don't rely on the tnai. I think that's very much what you're referring to. But the decorations which we hang up on the walls could go in sadin namitzuyorin, such as materials which we hang up on the sides of the walls. Noagim letaltalom. We do move them mipnak shomim when it rains. Afilu beloitna, even without the tnai. Mishum deyesh oim, because some say that ain isur afilu betfanas atzon. Some say that no kedusha is chal anyway by the walls. Kol shkelim benoin, and even more so when it comes to decorations. So we're relying on it. We're okay with that. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, toiv lahasna salem. It's still better to make a tnai. So again, with regards to the schach, we don't rely on anything. We don't rely on the tznai at all. The schach becomes anything which is hanging on the schach. We don't rely on the tznai. Becomes mukta, and you can't use it. You can't benefit from it. That's with regards to anything which is hanging on to the schach. With regards to decorations which are hanging on the walls, they are more lenient. Since there is many rishonim hold that the walls are anyway more lenient, and surely the decorations which are hanging on the walls are more lenient. Therefore, we are lenient, and we would be relying on the on the tnai with regards to decorations hanging on the walls. It's better to make it now it. Im sichach ba'adas oy tola besuka esrog renoi mutal ayach boy. If you hang up a hadasim or an esrog for decoration, mutal ayach boy. You can smell it. Aloy hukza mireach. You can smell it because it doesn't become mukza from smelling. Rak shal ega boy. Don't touch it. The also betiltul, but it still don't touch it because it's actually mukza. V'yesh oisrim ba'adas. And some say with regards to hadas, that it comes in tov fresh nun gimel. Okay, now just one point I wanted to mention over here is: can you make this tnai in your heart, or do you have to physically actually say it? Because the words that we had in Shulchan Aruch was, "You need to make a tnai." He doesn't actually say make a tnai. He doesn't say it. Do you physically have to say it, or can you in your mind? Is it good enough? What do you think? You can make the condition. Pardon. You had to say it. Beautiful. See, that's what happened with Dir Shuyidin. Absolutely, and that's quite right. That's exactly the proof. That is the proof. You're quite right. Look at that. It's unbelievable. That is exactly the proof. You're 100% right. Spot on. Yeah, and you have to say it before. Yeah, you have to say it with your mouth. Now, there is a very interesting Biralocha that asks a very interesting question. It's on the previous page called Shmoino. The Biralocha brings the Chuvas Chasam Sofer, which is rare enough. It doesn't really bring the Chasam Sofer so often. But it brings a very interesting question. Let me read it inside. Called Shmoino. I am a Chuvas Chasam Sofer. Chuvas Chasam Sofer has the following question. Be'echot, the following happened with one individual. Shoila Esrik Miyuto. He had the spare Esrik. He had a spare esrog. What did he do? He hanged it up on the sukkah. Lenoi for decoration. And on Yom Tov, suddenly somebody showed up from a distant village. Somebody showed up from the village. And he said, I'm really sorry. I have no esrog. I'm with sukkahs and I have no esrog. And he's coming, knocking on your door of you. It says, and he take it literally. He's knocking on the door. And he said, I'm coming from the village up north. And I have no esrog. First the Yom Tov. And you say, I wish I could help you. And they say, well, you can help me. Look over here, you've got an esrog hanging from your schach. What are you meant to do? Are you allowed to give it to him or not? Esrog hanging on your schach. Let him take it.
Says the Chasam Sofer quoted here in the Bialocha. V'hoiro, and the Chasam Sofer paskens, shemuta lita lo esrog.
It is permitted that to take the esrog hatole, which is hanging besukah in the sukkah lenoi, which is hanging for decoration. The velotzis, but you can take it and fulfill the mitzvah. And then I'm skipping a line. And the main reason is over here: the mitzvahs lav lahenu is nitnu. It's a mitzvah, and a mitzvah is not considered a benefit. Mitzvahs lav lahenu is nitnu, and therefore it's not a benefit. You're not allowed to have benefit from the decorations, but that's not a benefit. To have a mitzvah is not a benefit. That's not considered a physical benefit. And therefore, you actually, it's true. As you said, a person who is stuck and he needs an esrog, he can use an esrog which is hanging on the, as decoration. Now, I want to just point out one more Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot and Chavdala before we move on to Tov Resh Lametes. The Mishneh Berurah brings towards the end of Sifkot and Chavdala. He says, Oit Kosvu, I'm just about 5 lines from Sifkot and Chavdala. He says, Oit Kosvu, the poskim write, the af acha sukkah, even after sukkah, lo yifsal atzei sukkah. Do not step on the sukkah schach. Why the tashmisha mitzvah heim? It is tashmisha mitzvah. You use it for a mitzvah. Kmo tzitzis v'lulav, like a tzitzis and lulav, and therefore you're allowed to step on it. Al ken yishlim chois ba'anoshim, and therefore you can be moichi, protest by people, shizor kina chasukas atze aschach lechutz. Don't throw the schach onto the street where b'mokim in places shirabim regin lifsoyalim, where people step on it. V'afil in einu mokim ashbim, even if it's not a dustbin. Okay, just to recap, that's really important. Mishneh Berurah says over here, you're not allowed, once you have the schach, so if you use bamboo, you're going to roll it up and use it next year. But if what happens if you use green, what are you meant to do with it? What do you do with the green? What are you meant to do with it? Mishneh Berurah says, you mustn't just dump it somewhere. Not only you can't put it in the green dustbin, but you mustn't just dump it on the street and then people step on it. You mustn't. It's tashmishik mitzvah. It's like tzitzis and lulav. What the tzitzis you would put in a dustbin? Why is green bin okay? I was wondering about that. Why is it not a mokum ashpa? It's not most. It's recycling. Does everybody agree with that? Okay, let's just, because you're raising a fascinating point. The point that I made was, you can't put it in the dustbin. You can't, because it's tashmishi kedusha. Like you wouldn't put tzitzis and a talis, and you wouldn't put tzitzis and talis in a dustbin. It's just because it's a bizarre, it's disrespectful. So it's, right? Even if it's possible already, you can't do that. A lulav, what do you do with a lulav? You don't put it in a dustbin. You put it exactly so I said that you can't put it in makmash. So my sentence was that you can't put it in a green bin. But I've got over here some people arguing that this is incorrect. Why is it incorrect? Because it's not disrespectful to put it in the green bin. And Gideon points out that it's not disrespectful. Why is green bin not disrespectful? You put your your lulav as well. Your esek you put in the green bin. I'm asking. I don't know. That's right. After many years. Okay. So some people have the minik. What do you do with that lulav? What do many people do with the lulav? Biur chametz. Many people use it for biur chametz. If you can. Some people use it for schach. Keep it on the schach. No, you keep it for years. You've got after the whole thing on.
I keep all my shrugim.
You keep the shrugim? Where do you keep them? It's for him. Oh, that's very nice. Such a nice skula. I've never heard of this beautiful skula. But they don't smell forever very nice. They do. You have to tell me how you look after them, because I don't manage. After a while they smell of nothing. Yeah, they really. How do you keep them?
They just dry out.
Yeah, but they don't smell so nice anymore.
They don't smell.
Right. I must say I don't have hundreds left normally. So that's some people use that as some in my mother-in-law for many years. I don't know if she still does it. She uses as some. That's very, very nice as well. Because then, and it's all based on Ramah. The Ramah says, it's actually Gemara, that if you use something for one mitzvah, try to use it for another mitzvah later on again. It's very nice. So you're saying the green bin, going back to the green bin, so you're saying green bin is not disrespectful. I hear. It's what do you think? Green bin, is it disrespectful or not?
I would say it probably is, on the basis that if you put your tzitzis in a fabric recycler or your tefillin in a shoe recycler, probably also. So I would say you can burn it, but you can't.
Can I just ask, please excuse my ignorance, but what happens with the green bins once we're not looking? What happens with it? It goes back to soil. So what do they do with it?
Compost.
They really do it, yeah? We hope, yeah.
Or take it back to the park.
Dump it in the sea. When nobody's looking, what happens with it? It gets all that compost. Okay, so why do you think that if it's all as compost, that's not? I don't know how does compost happen. It's probably also just one big ash pile, right? Just a bit more green. Right. Okay. So it makes a bit. Right, okay. It probably is. Probably. Okay, so are you all agreeing that green, you can put the schach in the green bins? Yeah. What do you think, Shaya? Green bins? Schach in green bins? Essig and lulav in green bins? The schach? I personally keep it. I keep the lulav. Schach, I've got bamboo, but otherwise you could also. I hear. Maybe green beans is the best. You're saying that it's not this. You think that you're not worried about being ending up disrespectfully. You're saying that it's. Right. Right. Oh, so fine. That's a good point. So you're asking what would happen? You're quite right. If it's wrapped up, it's okay. So if you could wrap up the schach, I think that's physically quite difficult. Although I did see some poskim did say that if you can wrap it up, you could do that as well. Pardon? Right. Yeah, exactly. It's not very practical to wrap it up. Pardon? Yeah, but it could be that it's a bit too much. Okay, that's actually an interesting point. Mishnah Berurah says over here one should be careful. It's a good point. You know what? It's maybe a good point about the green bins.
Okay. Now, right. Pardon? Right. Right. I'm not sure what time do we start? What time should we finish? 5:30? Should we finish? Call it a day? Another few. Okay, let's start Tim and Tov Resh Lamed Tes, if that's the case. Tim and Tov Resh Lamed Tes, Dini Yeshivas Sukkah. Very relevant halachas. Ketzad mitzvahs yeshiva besukkah. How do we fulfill the mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah? Says the Shulchan Aruch the following. She'oichel v'shoyse. You need to eat and drink. Yeah, that's always the most important. Eat and drink in the sukkah. V'yoshen, you also sleep in the sukkah. U'metayel. Metayel is already a challenge, exactly how to translate metayel. Metayel literally normally would mean to walk about. But it doesn't mean here walking about. Metayel probably means that if you are relaxing, and you normally, you know, take your shoes off and put your legs up, you do that normally in the dining room. So on sukkahs, do that in the sukkah. V'dor b'sukkah, and you live in the sukkah. Kol shivas yom, all the 7 days. Ben b'yoyim, both by day, or ben b'layla, and by night. Kederech, the same way, shudor b'veisoy, like you live in your house. B'shayim o'is hashono, like any other, yeah, like you normally live in your dining room. The point being dining room. The rest of the year. V'chol shiva yomim, and all the 7 days, oisya odom is basically aray, the house becomes more temporary, that's not your real place, but sukkosa ikeva, and the sukkah, however, becomes the real place where you really are. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and he says, let's stop here and see Mishnah Bosef Cotton. Aleph Ketzad. Umi shev shalo is sukkah, somebody you cannot do a sukkah, Elam Eiver Ano. He needs to cross. He only has a sukkah to eat across the river. But Tzorich Lavoy Besfin Ktan. He needs to have a little boat to cross this river. Now you can't cross the river normally on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Oyale De Mavo Shkirin Pram Lesham. Or he's got some sort of raft or something. He needs to cross the river. So normally you won't be allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So that Mishnebu is mechadish of here. Yesh mekilin someone molinient lavoy ba ali de shinui that you'd be allowed to ali de shigoy yavireno mishum shadva mitzvah. So you'd be allowed to ask a goy to take you across the river. Normally you wouldn't be allowed to because you can't do a melacha even for a goy. You can't ask a goy to do a melacha for you even if it's the rabbanon. You can't normally do that. But over here, since it's in order to fulfill a mitzvah, the reisa, you've been allowed to ask a goy to cross you the river in his boat in order to fulfill mitzvah sukkah. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. Aval ha b'machmir mezeh b'meni ha-machmir.
What would that mean if they're machmir? That would mean that they wouldn't get to go to their sukkah.
Correct. Yeah, you should have water. Have water and... It's not fun. Yeah. But the question is, you're right. But those machmim will say that you don't have. Yeah, it's true. There's going to be many. It's true that he's going to be. In a way, he's lenient. These achronim are lenient. But on the other hand, they feel that there's no way you can be mad to this. There's no. They probably are. Yeah. But you can't always. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Mevatla de Reise, they do feel like you can't be matia de Rabbonon, bekum asei. You can't be matia something, bekum asei. So that's why they are, have machmir mazeh. Yeah. Okay, we'll carry on in Mitzshem tomorrow.